And welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, and welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We have had some rain lately.
Oh my, yeah. I don't have any of the rain gauges out because, you know, it is winter and I don't want them to break. But I'm guessing we had between 4.5 and 5 inches of rain in the last couple of days.
I think we call that a toad strangler.
Okay.
A gully washer?
Sure.
Okay then.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. Well, while it's been pouring rain outside, we have continued our decluttering efforts.
Yes.
I think a little over halfway through the kitchen cabinets now. Feeling pretty good.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing. I've been working on mostly closets. I took everything out of the linen closet this week, and I've done some drawers, like the junk. You did one junk drawer. I did the other junk drawer yesterday. And I mean, I don't even know how many keys I found. I don't even know what they're to.
Exactly.
Probably our front door. We haven't been able to find keys to our home in years.
We come in through the garage.
Yeah, we don't use keys. Isn't that weird? But so we have gotten keys made some. So I'm guessing some of those are probably the keys we've been looking for 11, 12 years now.
Something like that. Yeah. So, and the others, who knows? Keys to places.
Yeah, some are for locks, it looks like. They're little tiny ones. Who knows if we even have those locks anymore.
Amazing. But it feels freeing.
It does.
To go through and get rid of a lot of stuff.
And we've donated a lot.
I think we're ready for our fourth trip to Goodwill.
Yeah. And some good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some of it is good stuff. And we found some things like extra TVs in a closet.
Right.
So, you know, some of that kind of stuff we'll probably sell because we don't need all of these TVs. I don't know why we're collecting this
I don't
stuff.
Know why we collect TVs, but they work, so yeah we'll sell them.
Yeah, so anyway, we are at it.
We are
still.
But even in the midst of that, you've been planning for the garden.
Yeah.
What are you planning?
Well, I think last weekend I started working on seeds, so I had all of the catalogs. You were gone for the day, and so I thought that was a good time to start going through and spending money.
Good plan.
But yeah, I try not to order more than what we're going to use. We use a lot of seed, but I had a lot of seed.
Right.
So I did inventory first. I think we've already talked about that, but, you know, there's some that are favorites of ours and we want more of, and, you know, we always have to have the canning tomatoes.
Yes.
And so that's always a priority. But also market, you know, what sells at the market and what maybe didn't sell as well.
And you wanted to branch out with some things, maybe add some varieties. I know there were two large packages arrived this week.
Yeah.
With seed packets in them.
Yeah, I don't even know how many tons of seeds. And I have at least put them into like order, you know, all the tomatoes. And so I'm trying some different tomato varieties. There are some that we did last year. There was a super sweet small tomato. I'm not doing that this year.
Yeah. And why have you ruled that one out?
It's sold okay. People liked it. But there were a couple things. One, I don't like picking it. It takes forever to pick them.
Well,
there's like bazillion. It takes like a bazillion to even make like
they're
one.
Very tiny.
They're really tiny and they crack. By the time we get them to market, I can pick them on Friday. Of course, you know, Saturday mornings we're baking. And by the time we get to market, they're all cracked.
No good.
So yeah, so those have been ruled out. So mm-hmm. I'm not going to do any of the tiny ones, but we can still do cherry tomatoes. Those aren't as bad to harvest, but Some of that, you know, you look out for the gardener.
Hey, I'm all for it. So do you have any new tomato varieties that you're trying this year?
There are some. Now, we always get the heirloom seeds, so they're old varieties in general, but there's always something I have never tried.
Okay.
And, you know, you can't try them all. And I get so many seed catalogs, and we see these beautiful pictures in the catalog.
Fake.
Yeah. 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 What we know is they don't usually look like that. But, you know, we're more interested in flavor.
Right.
And, you know, the whole ugly tomato thing, we don't care about that.
No.
Raggedy tomatoes, I guess.
Yes.
The customer said my tomatoes were raggedy.
That still rankles.
I know. Yeah. It still kind of bugs me. But, you know, I've used it.
Right. So, we are using that to our benefit.
So, yeah, we're going to be growing a bunch of raggedy tomatoes. I will be starting those next week.
Ooh.
Already. That's a tradition to start on Martin Luther King Day. That's what I've always done because that used to be a day off for me from work.
Right.
And so right now we're in preparation mode.
Okay. And what have you done to prepare for that?
Well, we have grow stations in the basement. So nice grow lights, heat mats. Got a really nice setup now. We have a couple small greenhouses too that I put some stuff in, but anything that needs bottom heat that's starting seeds. So all of that has been tested. That's kind of your area.
Yes, I do all of that setup, run the cords, check lights, set timers.
Yeah,
all
so
of
you
that.
Make sure that we have the daylight that we need, and we try to run the seeds. Well, in the beginning, all of the mats, all the bottom heat will stay on until we start getting some nice little seedlings, and then that will come off. But we run lights for 15 hours to be just like daylight.
Right.
And so you got all that set up for me, and I sanitized all the pots and the mats and got all that ready to go, and a couple days ago, I started soaking the starter pots, the peat pots. So we do those in the starter. There's 50 of them in a tray, and I think I have around 300 set up right now.
That's a lot, and it sounds
like
a lot.
It seems
like
it, but it's really not.
But you'll do that again.
Yeah, yeah, we'll have more than that, because eventually in March, those will go to one of the greenhouses, and I'll start more. So we try to stagger those so that they're not all the same. They don't produce at the same time. Oh, we have a guest.
Abby just added her comments, if you can hear her in the background. So you are moving right along.
It's
with
exciting.
That.
One of our most popular items last year was these mini fairy tale eggplant. They
yes.
were adorable. They produce very well, and they were super popular. I could not grow enough of them.
Absolutely. And they seem to be resistant to one of those primary pests that attack eggplant.
Yeah, I've had trouble in the past with the traditional size with flea beetles and just finally gave up on them. It's like, I'm not going to do that anymore. So 2 years ago, I tried one plant. And it did very well.
Yes.
Didn't have any pest damage. So last year I did 4 plants. And we still need more.
We do. And you grow those in raised beds.
Yes.
And that seems to be helpful.
Yeah, I think maybe that is the key. I don't know. But I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing.
Yes.
And this year we're going to have an entire bed dedicated to the mini eggplants. And I've ordered the same fairy tale, the purple speckled one, and then also a white one, and then another one that's just completely purple.
Nice.
All in the smaller size.
And we had a lot of good reviews on those from people using them in stir fries, roasting them whole. It's just a really nice vegetable.
And they're beautiful at the market.
They are.
They just are, they catch your eye, and they're just beautiful.
And we'll be adding more raised beds
yes
in the garden area to accommodate those. So
Well, and you said something, I think, this morning about, well, we didn't even get any of those eggplants.
I may have had one to sample. That we know what it's like.
We couldn't keep up with the demand.
We could not.
No.
So it was a good thing and something that we will expand.
We're going to expand in the area of herbs.
I can't wait for that.
Even if that's just for us, some of those may go to market because people are interested in it. But I ordered some cinnamon basil, citrus basil, lime, lemon, and of course the traditional basil, opal, which we always have that. And I'm adding cumin this year. I tried that a few years ago, didn't go well, so I gave it a break, and I'm going to try it again. I don't give up very easily.
No, you always will tweak something, come back, try a little bit different, and eventually, although I say eventually, it's usually not very long, you have something that works for you.
Yeah, it either works or I decide I'm not doing it. I'm okay with that.
Right.
And we'll do some more sweet, smaller peppers this year than what we've offered, because that's another one of those things you can't have enough.
That's true.
And if we can't sell them at market, we will use
them. Oh, absolutely. We totally use those things. And I want to develop some more recipes with some of the tiny vegetables, some of the herbs. So look for that coming up.
Yeah. So that's fun.
It is fun.
And it's fun. You know, we're in January and the weather really isn't that cold yet. We've had a little bit, but to be thinking about spring and fresh vegetables, I tell you what, it makes this gardener happy.
Hey, it makes me happy too, because I get to cook with all those things.
Yeah, and I get to eat them. It's win-win.
Win-win-win. So while all of that's going on, we do still have our online store. We're still running the promotion through the month of January. Free shipping on all orders over $25. The code is SHIP25, SHIP25. I'll put that in the show notes as well. So you can get our soaps, our balms, t-shirts, whatever you might need.
Shampoo bars.
All of those things that actually can go through the mail.
Most of the things that we have in the mercantile are available online. And we've also been working on a presentation that we have coming up in February.
We are doing that. That's going to be fun.
Yeah. So we started working on that yesterday.
We did.
And very cool, very fun. And I'm looking forward to that one.
If you're in the Central Illinois area on February 15th and want to attend the Spring Into Gardening Workshop Day,
Coles County Master Gardeners,
then you can search that. I think I have a link.
Yeah.
I'll throw that in the show notes.
Actually, we need to register for it. We still need to register for the conference too, but it's a really good conference. It's a good day to come together in February with gardeners, and there's a silent auction with all kinds of things you need.
Very cool things.
Very, very cool. That's one of the best parts, except for when Five Feline Farm speaks.
Oh, mercy.
Yeah, I know. I'm so humble.
But it will be a good day.
It will be. It'll be very good. We'll be there. We always look forward to it. I've emceed it for the last several years, but this year I'm not. But we will be speaking, so that'll be fun.
Cool.
So hope to see you there. Spring Into Gardening, and it'll be in Charleston this year. So there you have it. Until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.